and wealth accumulation. And we're talking about the importance of planning for the future. And I think what gave me more of a push in the right direction was setting goals for myself. I've done that since I can think, all the way back when I was 8 or 9 years old. Mm-hmm. Wanted to have a bicycle. I went out and saved money by selling Christmas cards to do that. And I couldn't have been more than 8 years old. I wanted to be a lifeguard. I made up my mind that I was going to swim because I knew at the beaches that's where all the young girls were, and they were paying $10.05 a day. That was a lot of money when I was in college. And so I went down, kept on practicing and swimming, and became that lifeguard. I knew I wanted to be an officer in the Army, went through the ROTC, did that, and was fairly successful at that, although I didn't stay in the service. When I got out, I was a captain in the Special Forces, which is, you remember, it's the Green Berets.
Green Beret, right.
And if you ask me, I met a wonderful woman who I met, and we have now been married 40 years. And when I met her, first of all, I thought she had the best looking legs I'd ever seen in my life. She wasn't just pretty, she was. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you got to look all over. Now, of course, my mother was mortified because she just said if she had a warm personality. But I used to say, Mom, I can't go on personality. I got to ride the subway with this lady. So she's got to look a certain way. So I found a lady who I very much love to this day. And we become more and more partners and friends as our marriage continues. We have 3 sons, as I said, 3 daughter-in-laws and 7 grandchildren. And so I think I'm very blessed. And I don't think I do what I do by myself. By the way, I have a spiritual feeling and a belief in a God that says that if you want, you've got to set those same goals. And then on occasion, get down on your knees and remember that you've got to give something back and that it all doesn't come to you just because you're smart.
This is In Black America. We'll be back with more of our conversation in a moment.
Hi, this is Kristen Cabrera, reporter-producer from the Texas Standard. One of the coolest things about working on the show is getting to tell stories from my community, like this one I did on high school UIL mariachi. But you know, this is Texas. You'd be hard-pressed to go a week without hearing, dun, dun. Listen anytime to the Texas Standard, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now on with our conversation.
Mr. Grace, we spoke about 15 years ago. You had mentioned that it was difficult in convincing advertisers to advertise in your magazine for the simple fact that they didn't believe African-Americans was interested in business or interested in investing. I went through my stockpile of Black Enterprise magazine, found the January 83 edition, 64 pages.
Right.
Current edition that I located, September 2000, which is an anniversary edition, 216 pages. What has changed since then?
Well, first of all, and most importantly, I have less hair on top of my head.
Okay, you and I.
That's right, from trying to make this thing fly. But we had a strategy, we had a plan, we had a goal. We knew that we wanted to say how to. I say to my people all the time, we're not saying how to, we're not doing the job. Because our magazine really is talking to people, I would say to you, median age and 39 or thereabouts, but I mean, it is for the person getting out of college. It is for the person in college. Mm-hmm. There's something there for everyone. It's the person who's looking at another career. They're retiring from the Army at age 39. They're retiring from being a policewoman, and they want to do something else. They're retiring. But in terms of what we wanted the magazine to do, and now, and 30 years later, John, quite frankly, the advertisers believe it. We have some of the most upscale advertising you'll find in the country.
Correct.
Our second area of advertising are financial service companies. Well, you're talking about Merrill Lynch, you're talking about Dean Witter, you're talking about the Bank of America, you're talking about Chase Manhattan Bank, you're talking about American Express, which is a huge advertiser with us. You're talking about Charles Schwab, where we know both Mr. Schwab and Dave Partrack, who's the co-CEOs of that company. So there are very few entities you would talk about in that area we don't do business. We do a ton of business with the auto industry and very upscale cars, all the big 3, Toyota, Mercedes-Benz, now called Daimler-Benz. We do business with across the board with BMW, Volvo, Jaguar, and if to mention those. If you look at the upscale liquor brands, we certainly do an area of business with those.
Mm-hmm.
When the colleges who are looking and people who are recruiting, we are the number one magazine in the country for recruitment advertising, because the people that read our magazine are the people that businesses are looking for. And the other thing you need to understand, we are 20% of the people who read our magazine are people actually are business people putting the key in the door themselves, owning that business. 80 to 85% of the people are people who work in corporate America, people who work at radio stations and people, and, you know, at a radio station is one owner, two owners, unless it's a partnership or unless it's a corporation of some kind or a public corporation. And then the other people work there. They are very, very good at what they do. I mean, for example, one of the best broadcasters in the country, is probably you and I would agree, is Tom Joyner. He works for ABC and does a hell of a job, and he's a good friend. But the fact is he may own stock in ABC, but he doesn't own that company, right? He's an owner by virtue of owning some of the stock. And yet he's an outstanding executive, one of the premier.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Like a glove, I wanna be the only one, be the only one, be the only one. I wanna be the only one, got you one more. I wanna be the only one, knocking down your door. I wanna be the only one that you're calling for. I wanna be the only one that makes you rock and roll. I wanna be the only one, be the only one, be the only one. Well, I hate to steal my head to the world. You know I wanna be the only one that you could.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decades, Brad Savage. If I snare Brad Savage.
Radio and music history and record collecting, what could be better? Join us now and gather round the radio for Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music, and a global experiment in radio broadcasting. The idea is great music to bring listeners together across vast distances through the miracle of the radio airwaves. You're listening to episode number 107, and on today's show, Waring's Pennsylvanians in the late 20s, plus behind the scenes of a vintage radio broadcast in 1928. Plus, Sam Cooke's Soul Sounds, Bring It On Home in the early 60s. We'll have shortwave radio shout-outs all around the world with Martin in Poland, our European correspondent. And Give the People What They Want, a boogie anthem from 1975. I'm Brad Savage, CruisinTheDecades.com. We begin today with Walter Van Brunt and an old-time American patriotic popular tune from 1912. Listen here for the references of America the Beautiful and Star Spangled Banner and many other patriotic anthems into this pop tune. This is called Any Place the Old Flag Flies. This is Walter Van Brunt from 1912 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Yankee Doodle came to town, as everybody knows, riding on a funny little nag. Yankee Doodle looked around, and what do you suppose? Yankee Doodle hoisted up a flag. It was the Star-Spangled Banner. That's what my father told me when on his knee he'd hold me. He said, remember, laddie, you had a Yankee daddy. The world's a fact, never boast or brag. But take off your hat when you see that flag. So I've always rallied around patriotically. And when I see the flag, I feel it's waving just for me. Any place the old flag flies, no matter where, I'm happy there. Underneath the Yankee skies, why, old New York is just the same to me as Steubenville or Kankakee. I want to see that old flag rise and know it's there. I'm on the square. Way down south or way up north or east or west, it's paradise. Any great big gay town, any little gay town, any place the old flag flies. Yankee Doodle came to town as many years ago. Yankee Doodle never went away. Yankee Doodle gained renown for patriotic show. But every time the band begins to play the good old Star-Spangled Banner, Yanks to their feet are jumping, heart pumping, throats are lumping, voices are singing, ringing, bringing them closer, clinging. Though of the fact they will never brag, though very seldom they wave a flag. Every day's the 4th of July, way down in their hearts, prepare to finish everything that Yankee Doodle starts. Any place the old flag flies, no matter where, I'm happy there. Underneath the Yankee skies, why, old New York is just the same to me as Steubenville or Kankakee. I want to see that old flag rise and know it's there. I'm on the square. Way down south or way up north or east or west, in paradise. Any great big gay town, any little gay town, any place the old flag flies. Oh,
happy there. Underneath the Yankee skies, why, old New York is just the same to me as Steubenville or Kankakee. I want to see that old flag rise and know it's there. I'm on the square. Way down south or way up north or east or west is paradise. Any great big gay town, any little gay town, any place the old flag flies.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Collegiate hop, I dance till I drop, and I never stop. If you want to see what is getting me, I'll show you how to do. Collegiana, see how it's done. Easy as pie and lots of fun. You never have to study this muddy water hop. Miss Pollyanna never was glad until she grabbed an undergrad and did Collegiana. It never was a flaw. Honor students and every pedagogue all go to pedagogue at night. Two-step, new-step, you get along with me, you'll get a new degree dancing. You're gonna burn up, turn up your heel, air your books you'll begin to feel. You know the new Hosanna, Collegiana Reel. Gianna started at
Yale,
spread out to
Princeton,
blazed a trail. It murdered them at
Harvard
and dazzled
Old Penn State, Army, Navy, and Notre Dame.
Started to dance and spread the fame of this Collegiana, 'cause it was something great.
Cornell, Dartmouth, and Pennsylvania
all got the mania and how.
Oh, that Lehigh, me, had a step to it.
There's lots of pep to it near me.
Hearing 100 years of music history and a great vintage record collection, Cruisin' the Decades, and that is Waring's Pennsylvanians. That's Fred and Tom Waring and a song that dates back to 1928 on RCA Victor Records. Collegiana, a major hit of the day, and I enjoy the shout-outs to those great places of higher learning, those educational institutions. Cruisin' the Decades. Now, we're going to hang out in 1928 as radio is becoming so popular, and the idea of a radio broadcast and the idea of storytelling behind the scenes of what goes into a radio broadcast. This is a special snippet from a 1928 radio show that I've found recently. Let's just listen to the magic of radio.
We are broadcasting over WAAM, and this comes to you direct from the Edison Studios. WAAM, located at 1 Bond Street, Newark, operates on a frequency of 1120 kilocycles.
All of you are probably familiar with the sponsored radio programs which are rapidly becoming the highest type entertainment features on broadcasting stations. The finished product, in a great majority of cases, is a most satisfactory program from the listener's viewpoint. However, few listeners perhaps realize the amount of time and effort that is spent in preparing the program so that it will be entertaining and instructive. Let us therefore take a peek into the workshop where these broadcasting units are conceived and put together. We will be unexpected guests, so we'll just make ourselves as inconspicuous as possible in order not to force company manners on our host. Be very quiet now. Here we are.
The vintage sound of radio and the way they spoke and the way it was so formal, it's pretty amazing, the radio history. So that is just a snippet of a behind-the-scenes radio special from 1928 from station WAAM in New York. Well, in New Jersey, actually. This is Cruisin' the Decades, over 100 years of music. You can find out more about our show and listen to all of our episodes. Find all of our playlists at cruisinthedecades.com. Into the 1930s with one song per decade. Our 1930s pick this time is the California Ramblers, featuring Tommy Dorsey and Edith Wright on vocals. This is 1936. How Do I Rate With You on Cruisin' the Decades?
How do I rate with you? I'm listed with the Vanderbilt, in Dun's and Bradstreet too. Oh, baby, what I want to know is how do I rate with you? Trace my family tree back to 51 B.C. There you'll find a king or two, but what good is a pedigree when you feel blue? My credit's good at Tiffany's and with the Parson too. So, baby, won't you tell a fella how do I rate with you?
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world from super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
There's There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian too. And neither doctor, lawyer, nor Indian chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean. There's a lot of little birds in the blue. And neither fish nor fowl, says a wise old owl, could love you any more than I do. No, 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 it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. I'm gonna warn all the dead-eyed dicks that you're the chick with the slickest tricks. And every tick of my ticker ticks for you. Follow through. Tell the doc to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face. 'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
No, 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 it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
And confidentially, I confess, I sent a note to the local press that I'll be changing my home address for you. Follow through.
Tell the doc to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face.
'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I.
Time classic recording from Betty Hutton, 1945, on Cruisin' the Decades. Now, thanks to this show, I have become a pretty good fan of her material. She was a fascinating artist. She did the original It's Oh So Quiet, which was remade by Björk from Iceland in the 1990s. Well, at any rate, that was Dr. Lawyer Indian Chief, 1945, a song written by Hoagy Carmichael with lyrics by Paul Francis Webster. That was a number one from 1945, done the next year by the Les Brown Orchestra, and a lot of different artists have interpolated that song. For instance, Johnny Otis references that song in the 1958 hit Willie and the Hand Jive. And Bruce Springsteen does an interpolation of that song. And even Bob Dylan sings a passage from that song on his Love and Theft album on the song Moonlight. So we're drawing connections here across music's vast history and what songs were done and written by who and when and who later remade those songs. It's kind of a celebration of what they call the Great American Songbook. And you can follow along in your songbook and find all of our playlists on cruisinthedecades.com. 100 years of music appreciation. All styles and sounds are welcome. I'm your host, Brad Savage. Let's move now into the 1950s. Another song that was highly influential for the early version here is by the Coasters. However, this is a song written by Doc Pomus along with Lieber and Stoller, very well-known songwriting team. Perhaps if you're a rocker, you know the Bad Company rock version from 1976, or a little band called The Beatles covered this song early on in their career when they were playing the Cavern Club in Liverpool. This is Young Blood, The Coasters, 1957 on Cruisin' the Decades.
I saw her standing on the corner, a yellow ribbon in her hair. I couldn't keep myself from shouting, look at there.
Look at there,
y'all. Yeah. Look at there.
Look at there.
Young Blood.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Young Blood. Young Blood. Young Blood. I can't get you out of my mind. What crazy stuff. She looked so tough. I had to follow her all the way home. Then things went bad. Met her dad, he said,
you better leave my daughter alone.
Well, I couldn't sleep a wink for trying. I saw the rising of the sun, and all night long my heart was crying. Why, you are the one.
Y'all the one.
You're the one.
You're the one.
One of the early big hits on Atlantic Records in their early days, 1957, Young Blood, The Coasters, on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. Now, music can be brilliant. Music can be amazing. Some music absolutely transcends time and space. And the feeling that comes from it, the emotion that comes from some of these songs 50, 60, 70 years later or more. Let's zip into 1962 for an all-time Hall of Fame classic. I mean, I'm going to need to sit down, put on some headphones, and take it in. This is the legendary Sam Cooke on Cruisin' the Decades.
If you ever change your mind about leaving, leaving me behind, oh, bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it all.
Bring it all home to me, yeah,
yeah.
it to me. Bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Cruising Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music, getting funky in the middle 1970s. The OJs give the people what they want. Now here's what's still to come. A little 90s grunge from Alice in Chains, and then a smooth groove of the early aughts from the band 07. We've also got something new from Gary Clark Jr. featuring superstar Stevie Wonder. It's a new duet release. It's Cruising the Decades with 100 years of music. And this is early hip-hop sounds. Absolutely legendary. The pinnacle of a seminal group to what became rap and hip-hop music. Run DMC. 1986, Cruising the Decades.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's the place.
Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky.
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 I met this little girlie. Was kinda curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave real early.
These girls are really sleazy. All they just say is please me. Or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy.
It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time is tricky.
How is it, Dave?
It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around.
Years of music, one song per decade, an audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage.
Say we're born into the grave.
Seattle in the early 1990s. You know, it's so cloudy and gloomy and there's overcast weather and they're wearing flannel outfits and the rock and roll hard rock sounds really started to change with Mudhoney and the Melvins and Nirvana and Pearl Jam. And before Pearl Jam, Green River and Mother Love Bone. And then here comes Soundgarden, and that was Alice in Chains from Dirt, a really influential album, the second LP for that band, from 1992. On Cruisin' the Decades, 100 Years of Music. I'm Brad Savage. Cruisin' the Decades is heard all over the world in 5 countries. And thanks to Joe Radio and the AFN Go app, we are heard on Armed Forces Network all around the world, all U.S. military bases worldwide, and at all U.S. embassies. And that's not all. We blast out the show on Blue Wave Radio in Roatan, Honduras. We are on all across Canada's north on CKLB Radio in Yellowknife, Northwest Territories, Canada. We're on shortwave channel 292 in Germany. This is a global experience in listening to music together, cruising the decades. It's time for some shortwave shout-outs to listeners who have caught the show worldwide. So now let's go to Poland. Here's Martin in Poland, our European correspondent, for shortwave shout-outs.
Places, everybody, places. It's shout-out time.
We're cruising the decades around the world. Here's Martin with their shout-out show.
And hello to these recent listeners. Vasily is checking in from Nizhnye Sanchileva in the Samara region of Russia. Thank you for the QSL request, Vasily. This is another listener from channel 292 broadcast out of Germany. Lars has sent us a reception report all the way from Sweden, listening to channel 292, shortwave broadcasting from Germany. Lars is located in Degerhamn on the island of Åland, on the Swedish southeast coast. Next is Tomasz from Katowice, Poland. Cześć Tomek, dobrego odbioru. Tomasz is also listening on European shortwave channel 292. Thank you for your QSL report. And Paul in Alaska, who is very well known under nickname Alaskan Radio Nerd. Paul is listening on WRMI, Radio Miami International. Also, Paul is the program director of station KSKO across Alaska's interior area. That's another station that airs Cruising the Decades. That's all for today, folks. Feel free to send us your messages, listening reports, or a special song request. Visit cruisingthedecades.com or send us email on brad@thesummit.fm.
And now, back to our studio in Akron, Ohio.
Thank you, Martin, located in Koronowo, Poland. You can get a shout out on Cruise in the Decades, or better yet, make a song request. Go to cruisingthedecades.com or email brad@thesummit.fm. This show is created and produced at the Summit FM, Akron, Ohio, USA, Rubber City, the home of Goodyear Tires, and the home of LeBron James, international basketball superstar, the home of the Black Keys and Devo and Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders, and the home of Jeffrey Dahmer. If you've seen My Friend Dahmer on Netflix, you know all about it. CruisingTheDecades.com. 2001 up next. This is a song from 07. Early stomping grounds for pop star Sia. or Sia Furler from Australia originally. This is 07 Destiny from 2001 on Cruisin' the Decades.
I lie awake, I've gone to ground, I'm watching
this is Kaneen from The Lone Bellow, and you're hearing a 100-year musical journey through the history of recorded music. You found Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage, 100 Years of Music.
Brad Savage!
That's me!
Brad Savage. Brad Savage. Brad Savage! Should I just say that a bunch of times?
Yeah, do it. I'm going to put you on my voicemail.
You've reached Brad Savage.
He won't call you back.
Who even leaves voicemail anymore?
Exactly.
Are you a psychopath?
Formed in Brooklyn, New York in 2011. That is the Lone Bellow on Cruisin' the Decades. They have six terrific albums. That song was the title track from 2015's Then Came the Morning. Just life-affirming, positive music, great harmonies, highly recommended on The Lone Bellow on Cruise in the Decades. And now to 2024, we'll drop you off in present day with a recent release from Gary Clark Jr. featuring the legendary Stevie Wonder, a new duet from Gary Clark Jr.'s recent album, JPEG Raw. This one is What About the Children on Cruisin' the Decades.
What about the children playing in the street, dreaming of that good life, no shoes on their
shoes on his baby's feet.
Now,
this is Kevin Amos here on WRCT Pittsburgh, and welcome to our Wednesday edition of Ebony Spectrum. Rick and I are going to dedicate this program to two great individuals that we just lost. One is the Dr. Ralph Proctor, who Rick worked with for many years at Community College of Allegheny County, and for many years Dr. Proctor was a mentor to me, as well as one of my college professors who helped me get my credentials in ethnic and diversity studies. The other person is Bob Davis, And a lot of you have heard him on this program before, and he is one of the co-founders of SoulPatrol.com, Soul-Patrol.com. We recently lost Bob the other day to a sudden illness, and he passed away on this past Sunday. So looking at Dr. Proctor and looking at Bob, we have two things that are both related to both of them. One is Lena Horne. Dr. Proctor has written a lot about the Hill District, and you can read about more of the Hill District and his coming up in his latest book. And also, Bob Davis introduced me to Mary Wilson years ago. Mary Wilson, one of the co-founders of the Supremes. I met her on the R&B 40 program when they were taping it here in Pittsburgh, and I got to talk with Mary a lot off mic. But this program from In Black America is a reflection on both of these folks, as you'll hear John Hanson talk about. So stay with us.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
I spoke up for myself and the three musicians, or the six musicians I toured with, that weren't allowed to stay where I could, or we were all not allowed to go in a swimming pool or something. It had nothing to do with anything except personal attitudes about certain things. I didn't realize that I was speaking for anybody else until, oh, way in the late 1940s. And of course, as I said, I was raised by a very militant grandmother. I think most of us have grandmothers in our past. And she just taught me that I was human like everybody else.
Lena Horne, entertainer, pathfinder, and civil rights activist. A smooth singer of bluesy ballads, Horne appeared on stage in Harlem when she was 14 years old. By age 16, she was singing in the famous Cotton Club. Eventually, she made her way into film, including the popular 1943 musical Stormy Weather and Cabin in the Sky. Her performance in Cabin in the Sky is regarded as one of the finest performances of her career. She played Georgia Brown opposite Ethel Waters and Eddie Anderson in the all-black production. Horne's talent, beauty, and middle-class upbringing help her crack the color barrier in Hollywood. She's often remembered as a pioneer among African-American performers. Also, she became a pinup girl to thousands of African-American GIs during World War II. Her active career spanned six decades, and in 1989, she was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. This program was first produced in March 1983. I'm John L. Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, a Black History Month special, the legendary Lena Horne.